Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Samech Gimel, which begins the Gemara before on the bottom of Daf Samech Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara says, "Be'Aviana Yazvi Perushvias Me'anim Uparu Luhu Bishminis Asu Amri Rabbeichanon Amri Luhu Yolus Heinavdin Uknegdon Be'ez Non Motzer." Now to explain the heter of the Rabbi Anai who borrowed perishvias me'aniyim uporu luhu b'shminis, we find that Teisus the Amascho Yoros Hinavdin explains pshat as follows: the kivan the Yishai toli havu hanach ben voi chalipin enu voi chayu alayu kedusha shvias. Teisus goes on to bring down the Mikan Dikte Karav Rebel Chanan Alachma Maisa Shem Yish Vadi Sol Yain Esaf Avidizara Udvorim Ha'asurin Umachron Ha'akom Ba'akafa Umachron Ha'akom Ha'akher Kedim Shi'itim Lazah Yisol Adamim Sha'adamim Utarim B'di Aved. Teisus goes on to bring from the Ri that the Ri argues on Rebel Chanan, and the Ri says Shafilo Umachron Ha'akom Al-Kivon Shemashcha Me'etzai Kedim Shi'itim Adamim the Kaimo Meshichas Akum Kaina. Vahavik may bola vacherach nosan des nena motor kibin shoyhoya bershusa bishah sabia. Vachinami lihoysa vidizar bershusa bishah priya samois. In other words, according to Balchanan, as long as Avedizara is bershusa at the time of the Nesines Mois, then the Mois will be nitfas in the Isser Hana of the Avedizara. On the other hand, according to Benu Yitzchak, even if the Avodah Zarah was Bershus HaAkum at the time that the Akum gave the Mois, but still the Mois will be mutter since the Akum was Kaina the Avodah Zarah B'Meshicha before the Nesinas Mois. In the Ramban we find that the Ramban understands that according to the Ri, just like the Ri says, Shafiu Imachram HaAkum Al-Kivan Shemashcham Etzai Kaidim Shi'itin Adamim, the Damim will not become Aser, though too by Shvias, even if the Shvias are still Be'en, but still the damim will not be nitfas b'kedusha shvias. And so do we find in the Stipa and Simen Chav Gimel that the Stipa explains this. Our Taisa says that Yos Hinavdin kivan v'yishaito yavo hanach ben loy chali peninu loy chayu alayu kedusha shvias is only according to the Shita of Rav Rabbi Elchanan, on the other hand according to the Ri. Even had the Peres been be'en, but still we will say Yos Hinavdin. Since the Peres were not nitfas b'kedusha shvias at the time of the Yazvi Peres shvias. In the Ri we find that the Ri brings down the following raya to Hashita, that everything is dependent upon the Shas HaKinyan. And the Ri brings raya from this that we find that Ba'olah v'achagach nosan des nena mutter. From there the Ri proves that so too by v'dizara afiloi machram ha'akum al-kivan shemashcham etzai kredim she'itin ha'damim, the damim are mutarim. Now Chayon has to understand pshat in the Rai of the Ri as we find that the Ramban asks. This how we find that by esnan ba'olah v'achagach nasna des nena mutter is because the bia is no longer ba'ilam at the time of the b'yoyin atla, and therefore is an itfas be'esnan. But how can we prove from there that by Avodah Zarah, even if Avodah Zarah is be'en at the time of the Nesinas Damim, that still the Damim are now nitfas be'isra Avodah Zarah? So to explain pshat in the Rai of the Ri, Chayon has to say as follows, that the Ri understands this that according to Rabbeinu Elchanan, as long as Avodah Zarah is be'en at the time of the Nesinas Damim, then the Damim are nitfasim be'isra Avodah Zarah, is because Rabbeinu Elchanan understands that no matter when one pays the damim will always be considered the damim of Avodah Zarah. And we do not consider the damim as a piroin hachayif, but rather the damim will always be considered the damim of the Avodah Zarah itself. This, according to Rabbeinu Elchanan, we differentiate between if the Avodah Zarah is be'en or if the Avodah Zarah is not be'en. At the time of the Nesinas Damim is because only if the Avodah Zarah is be'en at the time of the Nesinas Damim can we say that the Isser Hana of the Avodah Zarah is transferred over to the Damim. If the Avodah Zarah is not be'en at the time of the Nesinas Damim, then there is no Isser Hana of Avodah Zarah which can be transferred over to the Damim. And since Rabbeinu Elchanan understands that as far as Damim is concerned, it will always be considered the Damim of Avodah Zarah, even though the Damim were not given at the time of the Mechira. Then so too we should say that Ba'olav Achgach Nasan La Esnena Aser, since the Esnan should be considered the Damim of the Biyah. And from this that we say Ba'olav Achgach Nasan La Esnena, Esnena Mutter, from there that he proves that in order to be considered Damim, one needs that the Damim were given at the time of the actual Biyah. And so too, in order to be considered Damim of Avodah Zarah, one needs that the Damim were given at the time of the actual Mechira. If the Damim were not given at the time of the actual Mechira, then all one has is a Piroin HaChayiv. And the Piroin HaChayiv is not Nitfas in the Iser Hanah, and so too, Piroin HaChayiv is not considered an Esnan. So again, from the Raya of the Ri, one sees that the Ri understands Pshat and Rabbeinu Elchanan, that according to Rabbeinu Elchanan, no matter when the Damim were given, the Damim were always considered Dimei Avodah Zarah. And this, that one needs that the Avodah Zarah is ben at the time of the Nesinas Damim, is only because one needs that the Avodah Zarah should be ben in order that the Esanah of the Avodah Zarah should be transferred over to the Damim. From the Ran, on the other hand, one sees that the Ran understands Pshat Rabbeinu Elchanan with a different Mahalach, and the Ran understands Pshat Rabbeinu Elchanan. This that one needs that the Avodah Zarah should be ben at the time of the Nesinas Damim is because we say that in order to be considered the Damim of the Avodah Zarah, we should say Mali Hein Mali Demayin. That is only if the Avodah Zarah is ben at the time of the Nesinas Damim. If the Avodah Zarah is not ben at the time of the Nesinas Damim, then one cannot say Mali Hein Mali Demayin. And for that reason, the Damim will not be nitfas be Isra Avodah Zarah. And for that reason, the Ran is Deicha, the Raya of the Ri, from Balav Achakach Nasna, that Esnana is Mutter. By saying that the reason why Esnana is Mutter is because the Bia is not Balilam at the time of the Nesinas Esnana, and therefore we do not consider as if the Damim are Demei Bia, but rather the Damim are only Piroyin Chayiv Ba'alma. That is a chiyo, what comes out from the Ran as far as how to explain the Shita of Rabbeinu Elchanan. In the Ramban, we find that the Ramban asks a number of kashas on the Shita of the Ri. The first kasha that the Ramban asks is this, that the Ramban says, that we call Makim b'dmei avodah zarah himetzai, umatzinu damim avodah zarah. In other words, the Ramban asks, if we are to say that even if the avodah zarah is be'en, but still the damim are not ne'esarim, then we find Damim Avodah Zarah, and we find that Avodah Zarah has a Shavius. Since one can sell an Avodah Zarah and get Damim, and the Damim will not be Nesarim. That is the first kasha that the Ramban asks on the Ri. Okay, one has to understand Pshat in the Ramban. Just like the Ramban asks, that I'm came at Sinu Damim Avodah Zarah, since according to the Ri, the Damim are not Nesarim, even if the Damim were given as long as Avodah Zarah is Be'en, so too one can ask on the Shita and the Ramban as well. Since even according to Ramban, if the Damim were given after the Avodah Zarah is no longer Be'en, then the Damim are not Nesarim, and therefore one can ask him, Kei Matzinu Damim L'Avodah Zarah. So to explain Pshat and the Ran, one has to explain based on this that we mentioned before, that the Ramban understands that the only time we consider the Damim as a Damim of the Avodah Zarah is only as long as the Avodah Zarah is Be'en. If the Avodah Zarah is no longer Be'en, then the Damim is a Priyas Chayiv Ba'alma. And since the Damim is a Priyas Chayiv Ba'alma, for that reason the Ramban understands that in order to be considered Yeish Damim L'Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah has a Shavios, is only as long as the Damim that are given are the Damim of the Avodah Zarah itself. If all one is doing is a Priyas Chayiv, that itself will not be enough to be considered Yeish Damim L'Avodah Zarah. From the Ramban, one sees that the Ramban understands B'shitas Hari, that even if the Damim were not given at the time of the Mechira of the Avodah Zarah, but still the Damim are considered Dimei Avodah Zarah. And for the reason the Ramban asks, according to the Ri, Im Kematzinu Damim L'Avodah Zarah, we do not say that the Damim is just the Priyas Chayiv, that the Lakeach is Mechuyiv to the Meicher, but rather he is giving the Damim of the Avodah Zarah. But now one has to understand according to Ramban, if so, how are we to explain Pshat and the Shita of the Ri, that the Ri says that the only time the Damim are Nesarim Be'isra Avodah Zarah is only if the Damim were given at the time of the actual Mechira, And now the damim were given after the mechira already took place. So to explain pshat and the ri according to the Ramban Ochayon has to say as follows: that the Ramban understands pshat v'shita sari this that according to the ri, the only time the damim are nesarim is if the damim were given at the time of the actual mechira of the avodah zarah, is because then the damim are considered chalui pe avodah zarah. And only if the damim are considered chalipe avidizara are the damim nesarim. If the damim are not considered chalipe avidizara, then the damim are not nesarim. That is the chira, how the Ramban understands pshat v'shitas hari. Now, if we are to explain pshat v'shitas hari, as we mentioned before, the three understands, then in order to be considered the damim of the avidizara, one needs that the damim were given at the time of the mekach of the avidizara, and not after the mekach of the avidizara. One can answer the kash of the Ramban and the Rebbe by saying, as long as the damim were not given at the time of the mekach of avodah zarah, then the damim are only considered a prias chayv ba'alma. And since the damim are only considered a prias chayv ba'alma for that reason, we will not say yesh damim l'avodah zarah. Since in order to be considered yesh damim l'avodah zarah, one needs that the damim are given as payment for the avodah zarah, and not as a prias chayv ba'alma, that the lekeach was neschayev to the meicher. In Rashi and Chulin on the Talmud, we basically find the Rashi proves that all damim of Yisuri Hanar are asurim on the meicher, because had the damim not been asurim on the meicher, im kematzinu damim v'chametz v'pesach or shara nisko. In Tesis and Chulin on the Talmud, based on the Ran, we find that the Ran and Tesis answer the kasha of Rashi by saying as follows: that even if we are to say that the damim of Yisuri Anar are mutarim for the meicher, but still Yisuri Anar are considered ein ohem damim, since there is an isur mechira, and because there is an isur mechira for that reason, it is considered ein lai damim. And l'chera so too one can answer the kash of the Ramban on the Ri, that even according to the Ri, that the damim are not nesarim be'isra ve'dezara, but still avodah zarah is considered ein damim, since there is an iser mechira. In the Ramban and the Chulin, we find that the Ramban explains the reason why Yisuri Hanar are considered ein damim is because the damim are gezel. In other words, the damim he is receiving for the avodah zarah are gezel tachas yadai. And since the damim are gezel tachas yadai, for that reason, we do not consider as if the damim are dmei Yisuri Hanar, and therefore Yisuri Hanar is ein wahem damim. This that the damim are considered gezel biyadei is a chir based on this, that Yisroena do not belong to the meicher. And since Yisroena do not belong to the meicher is selling something which does not belong to him. And therefore the damim that he's receiving for his seal of Yisroena is gezel tachas yadei, since he did not sell anything that belonged to him. For that reason, Yisroena or ein wahem damim, since the damim that he's receiving are gezel tachas yadai. But if so, l'chayon has to understand what is pshat in this that the Ramban asks on the reader, kematzinu yesh damim l'avodah zarah, since even if the damim are not nesarim, but still the damim should be considered gezel tachas yadai. So to explain pshat, the Ramban l'chayon has to say, as we mentioned before in our shir on daf samach beis b'shem the nigantif and the marcheshes, that the nigantif and marcheshes are mechadesh, that from this that the Torah is mechadesh, that the damim of avodah zarah are nesarim, from there one sees that the Torah is oikim avodah zarah b'rishusay, and avodah zarah is an exception to other yisurei anah. And even though other yisurei anah are not considered b'rishusay, but avodah zarah is considered b'rishusay, and therefore the damim are not considered gezel tachas yadei, and therefore the Ramban asks on the Ri, im kein motzinu damim le'avodah zarah. Now, according to this, we mentioned before, b'shitas hari, that the Ramban understands, according to the Ri, that the reason why the damim b'shas ha-mekach are nesarim be'isra avodah zarah is because then the damim are considered chalui pe avodah zarah. Then one can say, as we mentioned before, in our shir on daf samach beis, b'shem the briskurav, that the briskurav explains this, that damim are nesarim is not because we say that the Torah is oikim, the avodah zarah b'rishusay, but rather the Torah is mechadish in Isser of damim, they were nitim b'chalipin for the avodah zarah, even though they are not in me avodah zarah, since there is no chiyuv damim for the avodah zarah. Based on this, one can say That for that reason we will say, Ein damim l'avodah zarah. Since again, avodah zarah is not mechayev any damim, since avodah zarah is also not shaloi, and the damim are b'gzila tachas yadei. Just a teres mechadish that even though the damim are b'gzila tachas yadei, still the damim are ne'asarim. Since a ma'isa chalipin took place, and therefore the fact that the damim are mutarim will still not be enough for us to say yish damim l'avodah zarah, just like we say that ain't damim by other yisurei hana. So again, as far as how to answer the first kasha that the Ramban asks on the Ri, Bachayim can answer the first kasha the Ramban on the Ri with one of three ma'alchim. Either one can answer the kasha the Ramban on the Ri by saying that the Ri understands that in order to be considered Dimei Avodah Zarah, one needs that the damim are given b'shas makach, otherwise the damim are only a piroyin chay ba'alma. And since the damim are only considered piroyin chay ba'alma, for that reason we will not say yish damim l'avodah zarah, since again the damim are only being given as a piroyin chay, that the lekeach is mechuyev to the meicher. That is the first mahalach with which one can answer the Ramban's kasha on the Ri. The second mahalach is by saying, as we find in Tosfos and the Ran, as long as there is an iser mechira, the iser mechira itself is enough for us to say ein damim. And the fact that the damim will not be nesarim is still not enough to be considered yesh damim, since one is not allowed to sell isurei hana for damim. The third malach is based on the chiddush of the Biskirov, that even though the damim of avodah zarah are nesarim, but still avodah zarah is not considered shaloi in order for us to say that the mechira of avodah zarah is mechayev damim, and therefore the damim are begezel tachas yadi, like we find in the Ramban and Chun and Avtal, as far as other yisurei hana. And for that reason, we will not say yish damim l'avodah zarah, since the avodah zarah is not mechayev damim. And the entire iser of damim is because the Torah is mechadish an iser of money that was given b'maisa chalipin l'avodah zarah. That is the third mahalach with which one can answer the Ramban's kasha on the Ri. The Ramban goes on to ask another kasha on the Ri, and the Ramban asks, "Umashma meknasa depeil dechoda asi lehana v'srach avodah zarah asru." And therefore, the damim that were given after the mekach shvi aser, just like the schar peil is aser. That is the second kasha that the Ramban asks on the Ri. Now, everyone has to understand again. Even according to the Shita of the Ramban agrees that as long as avodah zarah has not been at the time of the nesinas damim, the damim are not nesarim. But here the Ramban can ask as well, what happened to the iser chaper, which is aser, mishum knas, the rabbanon aser, mishum knas, anything that is asi b'shach avodah zarah. And therefore the damim that were given after avodah zarah had not been were also given b'shach avodah zarah. And therefore those damim should also be aser. So to explain pshat in the Ramban, one has to say the following chiddush. Since, as he mentioned before, from the Ramban, one sees that the Ramban understands that the chiddush ha-Torah, that the damim of avodah zarah and asarim is this, that the Torah is mechadish, that avodah zarah is considered berushusay, and therefore avodah zarah is mechayiv damim. This, that we have the chiddush ha-Torah, that the Torah is oikim, avodah zarah berushusay, is only as far as damim is concerned. Whatever is not considered damim, we do not have the chiddush of oikim rachmona berushusay. And therefore, once avodah zarah is not be'en, that then the damim are no longer considered the damim of whatever was sold, but rather all one has is a priyas chayv ba'oma. As far as that, one no longer has a chiddush of oikim rachmona berushusay. And since one no longer has a chiddush of oikim rachmona berushusay, for that reason, there is no chiyuv priyas chayv either. As long as we do not have the chiddush of oikim rachmona berushusay, the moyes is considered gezel tachas yadei. And therefore, as far as money that is given after the avodah zarah is not pe'en, that then the money is only a priyas chayv ba'alma, since then one no longer has the chiddush of oikim rachmona berushusay, the money is gezel tachas yadei. And since the money is gezel tachas yadei, for that reason, that money is not considered, that that money is asi b'shrach avodah zarah. Since there is nothing being mechayev that money for that reason, that money is not asi b'shrach avodah zarah, and for that reason that money is mutter. Only according to the sheet of the Ri, that the damim are mutarim even as long as avodah zarah is be'en, that then we still consider the damim as the mei avodah zarah, and still the damim are mutarim, On the sheet of the reader, Ramban asks that as long as the Dom are considered Dimei Avodah Zarah, then the Dom are considered that they are Asi V'Srach Avodah Zarah. Since then one has the Chiddush of Oikim Rachmana Birushusei. That is Zechira, how one can explain Pshat in the Ramban. Bochir, one can mirror the following problem in this Malach, if we are to say that the Torah is Oikim Birushusei, and the Torah is Oikim Birushusei, even if the Domim are not Nesarim, and so too we should say, Oikim Rachmana Birushusei, even as far as the Domim, as long as Avodah Zarah is not Pe'en, and the money should be considered a Priyas Chayiv. So to explain Pshat and Ramban, okay, one has to explain Pshat and Ramban with a different Mahalach. And one can say that even though the Torah is Oikim Birushusei, but still the Avodah Zarah is not worth any money. Since the Avodah Zarah is Yisri Anah have no Shavios. And since Yisri Anah have no Shavios, for that reason, one cannot have a Priyas Chayiv. Since Yisri Anah cannot possibly be Mechayiv any money. The only money that Yisri Anah can be Mechayiv is only Domim B'Toyas Mekach. And as long as the Domim are coming B'Toyas Mekach, then there is a Chiyuv Domim. One cannot have a Chiyuv Domim B'Toyas Priyas Chayiv, since again the Yisri Anah have no Shavios. And for that reason, once the Yisri Anah are not Pe'en, that then the Domim are not coming B'Toyas Mekach, but rather they are coming B'Toyas Priyas Chayiv. As long as they are coming with Teyas Priyas Chayiv, there is no Chayiv. And since there is no Chayiv, for that reason we will not say that the Domim are Asi B'Srach Avodah Zarah. That is a Chaya. How one can explain Pshat in the Ramban. Based on this, we mentioned before B'Shitas, I read the one can say that the Riyah understands that there is no Eikim Rachmana B'Rishusei. The one can say that since there is no Eikim Rachmana B'Rishusei, for that reason we do not see the Domim, that the Domim are Asi B'Srach Avodah Zarah, but rather we will say that the Domim are B'Gzeila Tachas Yadai. And even as far as the Domim, that could potentially be considered Domim B'Teyas Mekach, but still the Domim are not Asi B'Srach Avodah Zarah, since there is no Mechira taking place. That is a Chira. One can answer the second Kash of the Ramban on the Re. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara asks the following kasha, what is Pshat in this that we learned? Nosanu va'achar kach ba'alea. That her esnon is mutter, v'chi ba'alea leichu ala iser esnanu mafreya. Which Rashi explains to mean, shemit chila manas bia nosna la. Our Gemara answers the kasha by saying, Amar Rabbi Elazar kishakadma vihikri vasai. On this, our Gemara asks, heichi dami. Now, as far as this, that if he said Knuach Miachshav, it is Pshita Deshari, Taisis brings down two Gersoyas in our Gemara. The first Gersa that Taisis brings down is this, that it is Mutter, is because it is Leisei B'Shas Bia. And the reason why our Gemara asks it is Pshita, that it is Mutter, is because we're referring to a case of Kadma Vekrivasai, and since it is not Be'en at the time of Bia, for that reason, it is Pshita that it is Mutter. The second Gerus in our Gemara is this, that the reason why it is Pshita that it is Mutter is because we say Matana Ba'oma Hu Diyavla, which Rashi explains to mean that even if the Tvez Be'en at the time of Bia, but still, since he said Kenilach Me'achshav Kedim Bia, for that reason, it is considered a matana ba'oma, and it is not considered schar bia. So again, according to the first gersa, this, that is pasha, that is mutter, is only in a case of kadma v'hikrivasai. And only if it was kadma v'hikrivasai and the tle is not pen at the time of bia do we say, that since the tle is not pen, it is pshita, that it is mutter, at the tle bin ben, then the tle will be asur even in a case of kniwach me'achshav. On the other hand, according to the second gersa, the Tvah is Mutter, even if the Tvah is Be'en. Since he said Knilach Me'achshav, we do not consider the Tvah as Char Bia. In the Ran, we find that the Ran brings a following raya from our Gemara to the Shita of Rabbeinu Elchanan. The Ran is Gerus like the first Gerus that we mentioned before, that this, that Knilach Me'achshav is Pasha, that it is Mutter, is because we are referring to a case of Kadma V'Hikri Vasai, and since the Tle is not Ben for that reason, it is Poshet that the Tle is Mutter. From here, the Ran is Madaik, that had the Tle been Ben at the time of Bia, even though she was already Kaina the Tle, but still it is considered an Esnan. And so too, the Ran goes on to say, that even if the Goy was Kana, the Ayin Nesach, but still as long as the Ayin Nesach is Ben, the domim will be netfasim be iser yayin esach. That is a raya that the Ram brings from our Gemara to the Shita of Rabbeinu Elchanan. From the Ram, one sees that the Ram understands that according to Rabbeinu Elchanan, just like according to Rabbeinu Elchanan, we say that even though the Yayin Esach was already nikne to the Lekeach, but still as long as the Yayin Esach is be'en at the time of the Nesines Damim, the Damim are Nesarim be'isr hana'al, so too if the money was given before the Mechira of the Yayin Esach, as long as the Moyes is there at the time of the Mechira of the Yayin Esach, the Damim will be netfasim be'isr hana'al of the Yayin Esach. This needin. If the Moyes were given before the actual Mekach of the Yayin Esach, if the Moyes are netfasim be'isr hana'al of the Yayin Esach or not, is a tremendous machlokes. In the Rashba, in Teres Abayis and Bayis Seyv Shara Beis, we find that the Rashba says that the only time that if the Moyes were given before the actual Mekach of the Yayin Esach, that the Moyes are Nesarim be'isr hana'al of the Yayin Esach, is only if the Moyes were given b'teiras pikadin. And for that reason, the Rashba goes on to explain this, that we find in the Gemara and Rabbeis, that the Gemara says, if someone gave a dinner to the Chenvani, and the Chenvani gave Yayin Esach for the dinner to the Payalim, that then he is considered as if he was Nene from Yayin Esach, that is only if the Chenvani was not Kaina the dinner, till he actually gave the Payalim the Yayin Esach. And the dinner was only a pikadin biyadi till he gives the Pilim Yayin Esach. Had he been kind of the dinner before he gave the Yayin Esach to the Pilim, then the Moyes are not considered Dume Yayin Esach, since he was kind of the Moyes before he gave the Pilim the Yayin Esach. And the Rashba goes on to bring the following Raya from our Gemara. From this our Gemara says that by Knimei Achshav, that if the Isha was Kana the Tle before the Bia, the Tle is not considered an Esnan, which according to the second gear says, even referring to a case that she was not Kadma v'krivase from there, one sees that as long as the Kinyan took place before the Bia, it is not considered an Esnan, and so too it is not considered Dimei Yayin Esach. And so too we find in the Rashba, in the Chidushim, on our base, Shulchan Aruch in Yodeus, and Mekof on our base, Sif Dalet, the Goyin on the other hand argues, and the Goyin says, that this that we find in our Gemara, that by Esnan, there is a heter by Knilach Me'achshav, is only by Kadma Ve'ekrivase, but by not Kadma Ve'ekrivase, even though she was kind of the Tle before the Bia, the Tle will be Aser. And so too the Moyes will be Aser, even if the Moyes were Nikne before the actual Mekach of Yayin Esach. And so too we find in the Shach. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes between the Ran and the Rashba. In a case of the Moyes were Nikna before the actual Mekach of the Yayin Esach, if the Moyes are Asurim or not. The Ran understands that the Moyes are Nesarim. On the other hand, the Rashba argues, and the Rashba understands that as long as the Moyes were Nikna before the actual Mekach of the Yayin Esach, the Moyes are not Nesarim. And as we find in the Ran, this Shaila, if the Moyes are Nesarim or not, is itself dependent upon the Machlokes between Abeinu Elchanan and the Ri. According to Abeinu Elchanan, the Moyes are Nesarim. On the other hand, according to the Ri, the Moyes are not Nesarim. And for that reason, the Rashba Shitasi holds like the Ri, and holds that the Moyes are not Nesarim unless they were given at the time of the Mekach, and not if they were given after the Mekach. So to the Rashba's matter, the Moyes were given before the Mekach. In Rashi, on the other hand, in our Sugya, one sees the Rashi understands that these two Shailos are not dependent one on the other. Rashi explains that the heter of the Be'er B'yanei to be asvi perishvias me'anim and to be perea b'shminis is only if the perishvias were not be'en at the time of the piroin. As Rashi says, kivan the b'yishayta le'havu hanach be'en v'royech hufei hani be'hani lav chawit be'ninu. From Rashi, one clearly sees that had the perishvias been be'en at the time of the piroin, then the piroin would have been nitfas b'ktush ha'shvias. On the other hand, Rashi explains that the heter, in the case of Knilach Me'achshav, that the Tle is not considered as Nanzina, is even if the Tle is ban at the time of Bia, but still since the Kinyan HaTle took place before the Bia, for that reason, the Tle is not considered Tzchar Bia. So from Rashi, one clearly sees that these two sugyas are not dependent one upon the other. So to explain Pshat and Rashi, one can say as follows. The Rashi understands that there is a difference if the Moyes were given before, or if the Moyes were given after. If the Moyes were given before, we cannot consider the Moyes as the Mebiah, and as the May Perishvias, since there are no Perishvias here. Only after do we say that the Moritz can be considered the May Perishvias, as long as the Perishvias are Ba'ilam. That is one Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in Rashi. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in Rashi is by saying, this Rashi understands, that if the Perishvias are Ba'ilam at the time of Piroyin, then the Moritz or Netfas and Mikdusha Shvias is only as far as Havoah is concerned. By Havoah we say that the Piroyin is considered a Chalipin for the Havoah, and therefore if the Havoah was Havoah of Perish Shvias, the Moritz Piroyin are considered a Chalipin for the Havoah of Perish Shvias, and therefore as long as the Perish Shvias are Ba'ilam, the Moritz will be considered a Chalipin for the Perish Shvias, and the Moritz will be Nitzvasim B'Kdush HaShvias. On the other hand, by Regu Nesinas Damim, the only time we consider the Damim as a Damim of Yisra'ana, or the Damim of Abiyah, is only if the Damim was actually given at the time of Abiyah, or at the time of the actual Mekach of Yisra'ana. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Rashi. And so too is Meduyik in Tesis as well. From Tesis, it is Meduyik that the entire Machlekes between Rabbeinu Elchanan and the Ri is not a Machlekes as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara. As far as the Heter of the Berabiani is concerned, it is Mashma in Tesis that in order to have the Heter, and in order that the Moritz HaPiroyin should not be Nitfas B'Kdusha Shvias, one needs that the Pir Shvias are not Be'en, even according to the Ri. And the Ri only argues in Rabbi Chanan as far as the seal of Yisuri Hana is concerned, since as far as Hava, it is Pasha that we will see that the Moyes are Chalipe HaPeiris, and therefore if the Peiris would have been Be'en, the Moyes would have been Itfas Mikdusha Shvias, since again by Hava what is taking place is this, the one is being Machlif, the Piroyan for the Hava, which is not like the Stipe that we mentioned before, who explains that according to the Ri, even if the Peiris are Ben at the time of Piroyin, but still, the Moritz will not be Nitfas B'Kdusha Shvias. From this, that one sees in the Ran, that the Ran understands that giving money before the Mekach is itself dependent in the Machlokes between Rabbeinu Chanan and the Ri. From the Ran, one sees that the Ran understands that the Machlokes between Rabbeinu Chanan and the Ri is a Machlokes, what one needs in order to be Nesar Behana. Do we say that one needs Chalipin in order to be considered the Damim of Avodah Zarah, and the Damim should be Nasar Bana? Or do we say that as long as the Damim were given as payment for Avodah Zarah, that itself is enough that the Damim should be Nitfas Be'isr Hana of Avodah Zarah? Rabbeinu Elchanan understands that as long as the Damim were given as payment for Isr Hana, that itself is enough that the Damim should be considered Dumei Avodah Zarah, and the Damim should be Nitfasim Be'isr Avodah Zarah. On the other hand, the Ri understands that one needs Chalipe Avodah Zarah in order for the Damim to be Nitfas Be'isr Avodah Zarah. And for that reason, the Ran goes on to explain that according to the Shita of the Ri, if one gave money before the Mekach of Avodah Zarah, even though the money is part of the Mekach, but still we do not consider the money as Chalipe Avodah Zarah. In order for us to consider the money as Chalipe Avodah Zarah, one needs that the money is given at the time of the actual Mekach, and there is a Chalipe Moyes taking place for the Avodah Zarah. And only according to Rabbeinu Elchanan will we say that even if the Moyes were given before the actual Mekach, but still the Moyes will be Ne'esarim Be'isr Hana, since the Moyes are considered the Dmei Mekach of the Avodah Zarah. That is a chiyuv what one sees from the Ran as far as how to explain Pshat the Machlokes between Rabbeinu Elchanan and the Ri, which is similar to the Mahalach of the Ramban that we mentioned before as far as how to explain Pshat Peshita Sari. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara asks in the case of Nasma Vachkach Ba'alel that her Estan is Mutter. Our Gemara asks, Uchi Ba'alel Leicho Allah Iser Estan Umafreya. Our Gemara answers the Kasha by saying, Omer Balazar Kashakadma Vehekrivasai. As we mentioned before, there are two gersoyes. In a case of Knuach Me'achshav, if one needs Kadma Vekrivasai in order that the Tlesh Mutter, or even if she was not Kadma Vekrivasai, but still the Tlesh Mutter as long as he said Knuach Me'achshav. Now, if we are to understand that even by Knuach Me'achshav, but still it was aser. Then this Ragamari asks, even referring to a case of Knilach Me'achshav. And even by case of Knilach Me'achshav, so the Esnan is considered an Esnan Zainan, we will say, Leichala Iser Esnan Umafreya. On the other hand, if we are to say with the other Girsa, that by Knilach Me'achshav, even without a Kamer Vikrivase, but still Esnan Umutter, then one has to explain this argument, says a chibola leichwa la iser es nanumafreya. Is not referring to a case of kni me'achshav, but rather, as Tesis explains, we are referring to a case that the ish told the isha heilach to me'achshav of shasbia teinig meres matanasa. And for that reason, our Gemara asks, leichwa la iser es nanumafreya misha diyavla. According to both Gersoyes and Margamor, one clearly sees that in order to be Chalos or Esna, one does not need Sha'asbiya. But even before Sha'asbiya, it will be Chalala Iser Esna no Mafreya. And with the Bia, it will be Chal on the Esna and Iser no Mafreya. Now, okay, from this, Margamor says, one sees that as long as it is considered Schar for a Bia, that itself is enough to be considered Esna and Zayna. And for that reason, our Gemara asks, and the rest of the Esnan should be chal even before the Bia actually takes place. This how we find our Gemara says, and the only time the Esnan is aser is if the Esnan is nikna at the time of the Bia. It's only because we say that if the Esnan is not nikna at the time of the Bia, then the Esnan is not considered tzchar for a Bia, but rather it is considered prias choy ba'oma. But if someone has to understand how we to explain Pshat in this argument, it says, there is no Iser Esnan. Even by Kalma Vekivasi, but still we should say that since the Schar is Nitin for a Bia for that reason, it is considered Esnan Zaina now, even before that Krava. And therefore, Kalma Vekivasi should not help. And so to one has to understand what is Pshat in the Shaila of Rabbi Hushia. Rabbi Hushia has the following Shaila by Kalma Vektishasi Ma'u. Or not. Even if we are to say that based on Mirasa Gvayk Mesirasa Lahadid, it is considered command that Krifte, but still, it was already Chalalea Iser Esnan Zaina, since it was given as Schar for a Bia. So, clear to explain Pshat and Argmar, one has to say as follows, that the fact that the Esnan was given as Schar for a Bia, that itself is not enough. It should be chal olea teras esnan zayna, and it should have the iser of an esnan zayna. But rather, it is only enough that it should be chal olea iser esnan umafreya, and it is the bia that is meichel olea an iser esnan zayna umafreya. And for that reason, my kamer v'kivase that it was not around at the time of bia, it cannot be chal olea iser esnan umafreya, since in order to be chal olea iser esnan umafreya, one needs that the Esnan is near at the time of Bia, and then the Bia is Meicho Ale Iser Esnan, from the time that the Tle was given as Schar for the Bia. And for that reason, by Kamer Vekrivase, it will not be Chal Ale Amafre, and so too, our Gemara is Atzad, that by Kamer Vektishase, the Iser Esnan will not be Chal Amafre, since we will say, that based on Mirase, Gavarek, and Mesirase, Lehadid, Kamanda, Kriv, Te, Domi. And therefore will not be chala iser esnan umafreya. That is Zuchira, what one sees in our Gemara. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara goes on to say, Elo da omrla lahavi gabach at shahas bia v'mitzrich leich k'ni me'achshav. According to Rashi, this our Gemara says that since he says v'mitzrich leich k'ni me'achshav, for that reason one has the halacha of nosnua v'achach bo leas nenez mutter, is because since he said k'ni me'achshav havila mat naschinam ki shakhilte v'akrivte, in other words, with this, that the isha took the tleh and was makriv the tleh, what is taking place is this, that she's been k'ni me'achshav, and since she's been k'ni me'achshav, for that reason it is considered a matana ba'oma. According to Rashi, this, our Gemara goes on to bring the Shaila of Rav Hoshea by Kadma Vekdishase Ma'u, Kima Damamar Mirasu, Ogavayaka Mesirasu, Adi Kamanda Krivte Dami Ayuai. Our Gemara means to say that based on a Mirasu, Ogavayaka Mesirasu, Lehadjit, it can be considered kaman da kriftei, and therefore one has the kinyan me'achshav, and for that reason, it is considered a matana ba'oma. And according to Rashi, the other tzad of our Gemara, that we say, doma hashta miya hakoi ve'isei ve'inei, our Gemara means to say that since the Isha was not actually makriv the tzva, for that reason, she was not kohen the tzva me'achshav, and one does not have a matana ba'oma, and the hektish will not be chal. And so what we find is Mefurish and Rashi and Tmura on Daf Chav Tes. In other words, according to Rashi, the Shaila of Rav Hoshea is a Shaila, if it is considered Keman Da Krifte, and therefore she is Kainam Me'achshav, and all one has is a Manas Chinam, or do we say, the Hashda Me'akoi, and the Ish was not Kainam Me'achshav, and the Hektish is not Chau? On the other hand, in Tesis, one sees that Tesis understands that according to both Tzadim of our Gemara, the Hektish is Chal. The entire Shal of our Gemara is only a Shaila, if it is considered Kaman Da Krifte, and therefore the Chalois Iser Esna cannot be Chal Mafreya, or that we say Hash Tami Alkoi, and therefore the Chalois Iser Esnan can be Chal Mafreya. These are the two Mahalchim as far as how to explain Pshat in the Shaila of Avrisha by Kodma Vihikti Shasai. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara refers back to this that we went Balea v'achagach nasa nas nana motzer. Our Gemara asks, Rimini Balea v'achagach nasa na fiu mikan v'ashal shonim es nana oser. Our Gemara answers the kasha by saying, Omer of Nachim bar Yitzchak, Omer of Chisloi kasha, Hada omer espa li li bitleze, Hada omer lo espa li bitles dam. On this our Gemara asks, V'chi omer lo bitleze mayhavei, Hamechser mishicha. Our Gemara answers, "Bezina ivedes kechavim doikanya b'meshicha, v'ba'yisema la'ilam bezina yisraelas ukein dekoy bechatzera." The Tesrita asks the following kasha: "Atu kibalu avahad yav atzla besnan aviyichad la'ise atzla lehavi esnan adamashchi meikara, v'amina perkmuba esnan asatera v'afiu ba'alimai." Alma muchach miyachad afal gav demashchi lei. Kivan da asni bade de loisavua viyavua esnan have. That is a kasha that the Tesrita asks on our Gemara. Now to explain Pshat and the kasha of the Tesrita, that the Tesrita proves from the Gemara Mavakama. The one does not need to have an actual kinyan vishas via in order to be considered esnan zaino. Well, here one can explain Pshat as follows, that the Tesrita understands that had a real kinyan been taking place in the Gemara Mavakama, and the Isha is kainya the Tla at the time of Bia, then who needs Estana Sotera Fio Baalimai? And this, if there is a Chiyav Lotzei Sede Shemayim Mekimwe B'der Abimine, even without any Chiyav Lotzei Sede Shemayim, but this itself, that the Isha was kainya the Estan at the time of Bia, is itself a reason that the Estan should be considered an Estan Zaina. And therefore the Tesrit proves that obviously there is no kinyan taking place, and this, that it is considered Estan Zaina, is entirely dependent upon the Chiyuv. And therefore the Tesrit proves that all one needs is a Chiyuv in order to be considered Estan Zaina, and one does not need a kinyan at the time of the Bia in order to be considered an Estan Zaina. And so too we find that the Yerushalayim and Tumur and Dafkav Tesmer base brings down from the Tumim. In the Yerushalayim we find that the Yerushalayim answers the Kasha as follows. And the Yerushalayim says, Loi Kasha Midi, the Dafka Hecha de Kvar Nosan wa de Koye Bechatzer Bishasbi Aminon, Kivan de Lotzi Sede Shemayim Achui of Lossasas Charbia Lav Matonahu Elas Charbia. Abo Hecha de Nosan wa Kwa Bishasbi Amishim Lotzi Sede Shemayim Achuda Loi Have Esnan. In other words, the Yerushalayim understands that in order to be considered Esnan Zaina, one needs two things. First of all, one needs to be kind of the Esnan at the time of the Bia, and second of all, one needs that the Bia is Mechayiv Schar, and only if the Bia is Mechayiv Schar is the Esnan considered Esnan Zaina, since the Esnan is a Schar Bia. And since one needs to be kind of the Esnan at the time of the Bia, for that reason, our Gemara asks, Hamech Sar Meshicha. The Gemara of Akama, on the other hand, is referring to a case that there is a Kinyan Esnan taking place at the time of the Bia. But that itself is not enough, but rather one needs a Chiyuv as well. In order to be considered an Esnan, one needs that the Esnan is coming as Schar for the Bia, and the Bia is Mechayiv Schar. If the Bia will not be Mechayiv Schar, then the Esnan will not be considered Esnan Zaina, even though the Kinyan of the Esnan is taking place at the time of the Bia. And for that reason, the Gemara says that es nana sotera afil ba'olimai, and there is a chiv vaseh sedei shamayim. And based on the chiv vaseh sedei shamayim, for that reason, that es nana is considered a schar of the bia, since the bia is mechayiv a chiv vaseh sedei shamayim to pay schar. That is the mahalach of the Ilar Shoyma. In the Rishonim, for example, on the Rosh and Siman Beis on the Ran, we find that the Rosh and the Ran asked the following kash on our Gemara. What is pshat in this? Our Gemara asks, "V'machzar meshicha," but still, "likni b'teira schar pu'ula." And if the schar pu'ula is a tue, for that reason, the isha should be kina the tue b'schar pu'ula. The Rishonim answers the kasha by saying that from here one sees that the schar pu'ula is not mechayev only a certain amount of money, but it is not mechayev a specific chayfetz. And since one is not kind of specific chayfetz b'schar pu'ula, for that reason, the tefillah will not be considered as nanzaina. Now, as far as how to explain the shak of atayah of the Rishonim, one can explain the shak of atayah of the Rishonim with one of two malachim. Either one can explain that the shak of atayah of the Rishonim is a shak of atayah as far as chiyuv is concerned, and the Rishonim ask that based on schar pu'ula, there is a chiyuv to give the tefillah, and since there is a chiyuv to give the tefillah, Mishum schar pu'ula, that itself should be enough, that the tefillah should be considered as nanzaina. And the Rishonim answer the kasha by saying that there is no chiyuv to give the tefillah, and since there is no chiyuv to give the tefillah, for that reason the tefillah is not considered as nanzaina, and so too is the mashmos of the Ran. Or one can explain that the shakotar of the Rishonim is a shakotar as far as kinyan is concerned. And the kasha of the Rishonim was this, that the Rishonim are asking that the schar pu'ula is not just the chiyuv, that the Baal Bayis is mechuyev to the Pilum, but rather the Pilum is kohen of the schar pu'ula. As we find in Tosfos in Sanhedrin, in the beginning of Perek Ben Seira Umayra, and for that reason the Rishonim ask, that based on schar pu'ula we should say that the isha is kohen of the tefillah, and therefore one should not have a chesaron of hamechzar meshicha. The Rishonim answer the kasha by saying that schar pu'ula is only mechayev the Dimei HaChefetz, and for that reason, the Isha will not be kohena the Guf HaTveh, and therefore Gemara asks, V'machzar Meshicha, and so too is the Mashmos of the Rosh. If we are to explain Pshat in the Kash of the Rishonim, that the Rishonim are asking that there is a Chiyuv to give the Tveh Midin Schar Pu'ula, from the Rishonim, one sees that the Rishonim understand that the fact that one has a Chiyuv to give the tefillah, that itself is enough to be considered as nanzaina, even if the isha was not kohena the tefillah at the time of the bia. And this, our Gemara says, that one needs to be kohena the tefillah at the time of the bia, is only because if the isha is not kohena the tefillah at the time of the bia, then the tefillah will not be considered as nanzaina, since there is nothing being mechayev the tefillah. From the Tosfos that we mentioned before, one clearly sees that the Tosfos understands that the bia is mechayev to give a tefillah. And for that reason, the Tosfos asks in our Gemara, what is pshat in this? Our Gemara asks, v'machzar meshicha, as long as the bia is mechayev etwa, that itself should be enough, that the tefillah should be considered as nanzaina. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara goes on to say, v'itzricha deshavya niyala apaytiki, damer wali maisino achduzi mikan, v'adiyin p'ni mutav, v'yoy shakwe bes nenach. Now, if we are to understand that a chiyuv tefillah is enough to be considered as nanzaina, then one can explain pshat in our Gemara that by shavi niyala apaytiki, one has a chiyuv to give a tefillah, and since one has a chiyuv to give a tefillah, that itself is enough to be considered as nanzaina. But if a chiyuv is not enough, but rather one needs a kinyan, and one needs a kinyan tefillah b'shas bia, and one needs that the bia is mechay v'schar pu'ula, then one has to explain, as you find in Rashi, that this at Shavi Niyala Paitiki becomes an Esnanzaina is only because the Tveh was Amad Bechatzera and the Isha was Kohena the Tveh at the time of the Bia. And this that will need Shavi Niyala Paitiki is only in order that it should not be considered Nasanwa Va'achra Kach Ba'alel. These are Ochir to Mahalchim as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara says, going to Shavi Niyala Paitiki, which is dependent upon how to understand the Rishonim's kasha that we mentioned before, that based on schar pu'ula, the tefillah should become aser.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.